I'd like to welcome you, your audience of Supreme Master Television, and your Supreme Master for giving us this opportunity to discuss and explain Jain philosophy and Jain diet.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are here at the Jain Center of Northern California to continue the series of Karmaless Cuisines of Jainism. As you might remember from last time, we met a few gracious members like Mr. Girish Shah and Mr. Praveen Tarakia, the Jain Center's former presidents.
Namaste, the gracious viewers of Supreme Master Television. I welcome you to this cooking show, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I welcome you on behalf of Jain Center of Northern California with Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra means salute to the victors of karma. We are happy that Supreme Master Television has selected Jain Center of Northern California for this cooking demonstration of Jain way of cooking. I welcome our co-host and our volunteer chef, Praveen Bhai Tarakia.
Thank you.
Praveen Bhai has been a long-time volunteer of Jain Center. Being his ex-president, being a member of the board, he is professionally an architect. Business-wise, he's a travel agent. And, of course, he really loves to cook.
Today, we're back in the kitchen with Mr. Praveen Tarakia to learn a couple of unique dishes that abide by the Jain tradition of karmaless cooking. We learned previously that one of the aspects of this tradition is not using root vegetables in cooking.
Jain believe proper and vegetarian diet, which avoids certain root plants, such as onions, garlic, etc., not only help control such negative emotions, but it's also good for mental health.
Praveen shows us alternative ingredients to enhance and make foods flavorful.
There are so many ways, this is all spices. Each one has a different flavor, different things. But the main ingredient is, we call it hing, asafoetida. And that goes in most of the Indian main dish. It has a pungent flavor at the same time.
Let me try that.
Look at this thing.
Ooh, it's very strong.
Yeah, very strong. Yeah. So that's why we use very little. Normally for 1-2 person, we use the term, we put the pinch of hing. So this brings a lot of flavor. This will be the basic ingredient for most of the cookery. It's an ancient one and it has been used for ages in India.
I see.
And I think nowadays used by so many other countries also. Okay, let's start.
Wonderful.
Okay, the basic ingredient we need is, this is a tur dal, or we also call aram dal, which is a basic split pigeon peas. Dal is like basically all the lentils we call dal.
Okay.
And the other main ingredient is pasta. So basically it's a fusion. Pasta Italian, this is Indian. Mm-hmm. And trying to mix together and have a wonderful taste for both. Indo-Italian, you can say.
Uh-huh.
So this is basically bow tie pasta, but you can use any pasta of your choice if you want to.
Sure.
So now we just name the spices. This is whole black peppers. This is a whole peanut, raw peanuts. This is whole coriander seeds. This is methi, which is a fenugreek seeds. We can use that, and that has a bitterness taste, but that brings good flavor with mm-hmm. everything together. And this is a whole clove. Just we use only one or two. And other spices is like for tempering, it's a mustard seed and cumin seeds. This is cumin seed, This is a whole dried chilies. We use 2-3 or depending how you like. I use more, but
I can't have use less.
This is red chili powder. This is of course mild version, but you can get very hot version also. Mm-hmm. Mild, you can make it hot by putting more. This is a coriander and cumin powder. This is coriander seed and this is cumin seed. So this is mixed, it's roasted, mm-hmm. and then made it into that powder form. This is a garam masala, which is basically all the spices. Still, if you use the fresh, it's good, but if not, this substitutes for everything. It's garam masala. This is a turmeric powder. We call it haldi. This has many good qualities also. I mean, in India, you used to use this as antiseptic things. If you get a cut or something, like you're bleeding somewhere, uh-huh. if you put this, and within no time, it's all healed, basically. At the end, we put some mint, and finally garnish with cilantro. And also, we put a little bit of sugar in that, green chilies, mm-hmm. cut tomatoes, and this is a cherry tomatoes for garnishing. Right. Mm-hmm. So shall we start?
Sure.
Okay.
Show us how you convert a Western dish into the jjampeh.
Okay, we can first start to take a pan. Let's say it's a 1 cup of this lentil. So we need about 3 cups of water. While it is boiling, we can start our pasta also. You need more water, much more than the pasta itself. And then we put the
pasta in.
Let it boil first, mm-hmm. right? And then you put the pasta in there. So once after the water is boiled, we put little salt if you want, little olive oils, and we put basically pasta of your choice. Mm-hmm. Once you put it in boiling water, just take it out in 10 minutes and drain the hot water, put some cold water so it stops boiling process. And so this is our boiled pastas. So while this thing is done, this dal cooking takes a little longer. Now it's about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, so must have been done. Let's check it out.
Sure.
Oh, it's done. It's boiling. So it's cooked basically all the lentils. Then we blend it so it becomes liquefied. So this is done. If it's a little thicker, we can add some more water to make it to the right consistency. Now, while it is boiling, we are doing tempering. This is olive oil. You can use peanut, you can use canola, you can use any vegetable oils of your choice. So we take about 3 to 4 tablespoons. So once it starts little heat up, then we add one by one all the ingredients. Okay, now see the smoke started coming. That means now it's almost done. So we add to that.
Very nice fragrance.
Right. This is a mustard seed. So
one spoon.
Then we add
one teaspoon
of cumin. Some dried chilies.
Okay.
Few seeds of this coriander. Mm-hmm. 1 or 2 cloves, fenugreek seeds, methi seeds, little bit,
peanuts.
some green chilies.
You want to use this type?
Yeah, you can use both. And this is a curry leaves, so... Mm-hmm.
The last one.
And now the final ingredient, our all-time favorite. I like more, so I use more. It gives good flavor.
Ice cream.
Then we add our boiled lentil mixture to this. Okay, so it's boiling. Good. We'll just add the pasta. So pasta also will pick up some flavor. We put some tomatoes. We put some cherry tomatoes also at the same time. So now the final things is we add all the different spices we are talking about. This is a turmeric powder, just a half a teaspoon. This is a red chili powder. So I think this should be fine. Okay, we can always add later if you want. This is cumin seed and coriander seed powder. That has a different distinct flavor. We can add 1.5-2 tablespoon. This is garam masala. This will be a half a teaspoon.
Okay.
And to this we add our raisin.
California raisin.
California, that's good. We add some cinnamon sticks. Actually would have been better if it was while frying, but that's fine, it will still give the flavor. I think we need some more water because it's soaking. We add the 2 teaspoon sugar. Sugar, you know, which brings all the flavors out when it combines together. We just need to add salt.
It's not here.
So, to your test, some people take more, some people take less. Just give 5 more minutes, so basically pasta will soak up all this lentil curry and everything. And we serve with our, we have to do one more sweet dish.
We have a dessert coming up soon,
yes.
Huh? Sure.
Without dessert, nothing is good. And we had some cilantro flavor and some mint leaves. While it's boiling, it picks up more flavor.
I see.
So, we are done.
Wow, beautiful. All these colors. It's very fragrant. Can't wait to taste it.
So, we'll put it to our serving tray.
So, this is a meal by itself.
Yes. It has everything. It has carbohydrate, it has protein, it has some vegetables, so vitamins. And we can put some lemon juice. We can add while cooking, but you can always add.
At the end, it's okay too.
Yeah, that's better that way. In fact, it's.
Oh.
Because when you add earlier, it stops cooking process sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, it's better always. You can put some mint leaves, some cilantro. And if you like, this is bell peppers, red. And even this thing, sometimes we put it, pomegranate seeds.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good decoration.
Right. Mm. And we have cucumber flowers.
You made that?
Yes. How does it look?
Are you going to show me how to do that?
Oh, you want to see? Yes, sure.
That would be interesting.
Wow. And even if you want to add this sweet peas, that's also a good idea. This is our final products. How does it look?
Beautiful. This is artwork to me. It is colorful.
Yeah, it has everything. It has color at the same time it has the taste. You have to taste for it and see how it looks.
Sure.
I ask all of you to enjoy. Audience, you can join us later on to enjoy this. Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow in the Joint Center's kitchen to have a taste of this colorful Indo-Italian fusion dish. Mr. Praveen Turakia will also show us how to make a sweet orange pineapple delight. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May the bountiful cuisines of our world enliven taste buds and bring harmony across cultures. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.